Yevamos is known as a difficult Masechta, and rightfully so. It's a different language, it's a different world. The only way to master this Masechta is to go slowly and carefully. Slowly and carefully to develop the ideas, to develop the concepts, until we have a tfisa, until we have an understanding of the language, and then hopefully we'll be able to jump into some of the lumdus as well, and we'll get Sibuk Nefesh from the Masechta. So let's begin with the Psukim. Let's look at the Psukim in Parshas Kiseitse, and we'll move from there to the Mishnayos and the Masechta, to some of the Gemaras. We'll try to develop some of the basic concepts today, and hopefully we'll be able to move on in the coming days to other issues. We'll be able to start the first Mishnah. The Torah at the end of Parshas Kiseitse gives us the basic backdrop of Yibum and Chalitza. This is in Perek Chof Hei Posake. Brothers are living together, one dies, he doesn't have any children. There's an issur for the Eishes HaMeis, for the wife of the dead brother, to marry outside the family. But rather, the Yavam, one of the brothers, is supposed to take the woman as a wife, to be miyabim her, so to speak, v'yibma. He takes her, he does yibum, that's bia. So he takes her as his wife, and that's the proper thing to do. So let's stop at each point in this pasuk. Let's look at different segments of this pasuk. We'll see that there were drashas chazal to explain different aspects of this pasuk. First of all, when does yibum take place? What kind of brothers are we talking about? So that the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis has different drashas to explain that the brothers that we're talking about are what we call achim min ha'av, brothers from the father. Meaning, a person can have children from different wives. So they could be achim min ha'av, they could be achim min ha'aim. The Bnei Yaakov, all of the Shvatim, right, were achim min ha'av, but not min ha'aim. Some were min ha'aim, some were not min ha'aim. There were four mothers. So some shared a mother, some did not share a mother, but they all shared the same father. So Yibum only takes place if the Achim are Achim min ha'av. What's the makar for that? Tataka, the Gemara there says one of the makars is Gzera Shava, Achim from Bnei Yaakov. It says Kieshvu Achim Yachtov over here, and it uses Achim in the context of the Shvatim. So we learn from the Shvatim that Achim min ha'av achayv in Yibum, but Achim min ha'aim are not achayv in Yibum. They have to be Achim, they have to be brothers from the father. And there's another Jerusha that the Gemara has, two days. The other approach is from a different word in this pasuk. Yeshu achim yachdav. So they darshan that means hamiyuchadim benachala. It means achim that inherit each other. So achim in ha'av do inherit each other. Achim in ha'aim do not. So that's why Yibum only applies if they're achim from the father. Okay, this is the first condition that has to be met for the din of Yibum to apply, for the mitzvah of Yibum to apply. Okay, let's look at some of this on the hook. Achim min ha'av. Let's draw a picture, just to clarify things a little bit further. Yevamos is a picture gemara, right? You know, for this picture, we'll do it like this. Let's say you have a father and a mother, and they have sons. Men are always boxes; women are circles. That's the convention. There's no real rhyme or reason to that. So Yaakov could be married to, let's say, Sarah, let's say Rachel, make it more appropriate. Yaakov could be married to Rachel and to Leah. Right? They can have many different children. They can have Yosef and Binyamin from Rachel. They could have Reuven from Leah, and he could have Reuven from Leah. Okay? So Yosef and Binyamin share a father and a mother. So Lamashal, if Yosef married Sarah, and then Yosef dies without Banim, so then Binyamin would have a din of Yibum with Sarah. There'd be a mitzvah to marry Sarah in this context. But there's no mitzvah on Reuven to marry Sarah. He doesn't share a father. So therefore there's no mitzvah of Yibum on Reuven. I'm sorry? Again? He doesn't share a father with Yosef. I'm sorry. Right. He doesn't share a father with Yosef, even though
Yaakov is the father.
Did I Achim and Av? They are Achim. They are both Achim and Av and Achim and Av. Just one second. Who do they share over here? Let's get this straight. So they share the same father, but not the same mother. Okay, correct. So they would be even over here. But let's say they would only share. Let's do it this way. Let's say that that you have Reuven and Shimon. They share the same mother, but they don't share the same father. Okay, Pshuta Kamashma, right? Simple. Okay, we got the point. Good. Point number one. I hope it's going to get easier from this point on, right? Okay. The second issue is that the Ach Shemes, the dead brother, can't have any children. If he has children, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. That's the next phrase in the pasuk. Ubein Ein Lo. He doesn't have any children. The Gemara in Bava Basra and Av Kuftes points out that the word Ubein, even though it sounds like he doesn't have a son, Ubein Ein Lo, it's Echad Habein VeEchad Habas. Whether he has a son or a daughter, there's no Yibum. So it's not just a Bein, it just means a child. Banim sometimes means children. So if he either had a son or a daughter, or even the Gemara says there as well on Kuf Tesvav that Ubein Ein Lo means Ayein Olav, look further into the matter. Even if he doesn't have a child, but if he has a grandchild, I mean, if he had a child and the child marries and has children, so if he has a grandchild, even if the child passed away, there's no Yibum either. Meaning, as long as he has offspring, whether it's a child, a grandchild, a great-grandchild, there's no Yibum whatsoever. Okay? So Bein Ein Lo just means that he has no children, no extended children. That's point number two. That Bein Ein Lo. This is a phrase that the Gemara uses. Gemara often calls this Ein Lo Bonin. The woman has no children. Right? B'makol Mitzvah Sivim that we'll talk about. There are some contexts where we'll call B'makom Mitzvah Sivim, and some are not B'makom Mitzvah Sivim. How do you know whether it's B'makom Mitzvah Sivim or not? So the classical example is that if she's Yesh Labonim, it's Shelo B'makom Mitzvah. Meaning, the marriage of the Yavam to the Yavama is Shelo B'makom Mitzvah if it's Yesh Labonim. If Ain Labonim, then it's B'makom Mitzvah. That's the phraseology that the Gemara uses. You'll see in your travels, that's what the Gemara calls. So the Pasuk says, what happens if you have these Achim? They're Achim and Av, and there's an Ubein Ein Lo, there is no child. Losia Eishes Hameis Achutzo L'Ishzar. The Eishes Hameis, the woman, is not allowed to marry L'Ishzar. She can't marry someone from the outside. She has to marry, she's supposed to marry, she can marry, I should say, one of the brothers. So this is the famous Isser that's called Yevama Lashuk. There's an Isser for the Yevama to marry Lashuk, to marry the market, to marry people from the outside. That's this possible. See, Aisha Sameis Hachutza L'Ishzar. What is this Issa based on? What's the nature of this Issa? So that's a discussion that the Achronim have. Yosef Engel has a piece on this. Others have, they talk about it. Where does this Issa come from? So you could say, it's Xeris HaKosu. The Torah says that there's this Issa. It's an Issa Yivam Al-Ashut. The Yivam is not allowed to marry anyone but one of the brothers. And that's it. But some want to suggest an interesting lundus, which hopefully we'll see in our travels as we continue this year, that maybe the Isser Yevam Lashuk is really an extension of what? What do you think? It's an extension of what? Of the Ishus of the dead brother. Meaning we know that when a person is married to a woman, how does a person marry a woman? Through which three means? The Kesef Shtar Ubiya, right? So if he marries a woman, Isha Nignes B'Sholosh Drachim B'Kesef Shtar Ubiya, and then he's no longer interested in being married to her, so he can give her a get, and he can send her off. Or, Hashem sends her off. If he passes away, Misa will send her off. Misa will free her, and she can marry anyone else at that point. Well, not anyone else. She can't marry Krovim of the original person. Perhaps, at least some of them. We'll leave some of the details out. Right? But she can remarry anyone else who's not a Karov to the original Baal. Clearly she can do that once the Baal is dead. Misa certainly is Matir. So the question is, if we have a situation of Isha She'ein Labanim, she's the wife of the dead brother and she has no children, so it is B'makom Mitzvah. Now we know that there's an Isser Yivam Lashon, she's not allowed to marry anyone else. Where did that Isser come from? So some want to suggest that maybe that Isser really stems from the Ishus of the original brother. The Ishus, the relationship between the Ish V'Isha, didn't die with the Misa. The only time that the Ishus bond is severed is when there is no context of Yibum. Shelo b'makom mitzvah. But if it's b'makom mitzvah, then the Ishus is still there. The Mis is not matir. That's what some want to suggest. And in fact, that's what the Gemara Kiddushin seems to say. I forgot to bring my Gemara Kiddushin. But if you look there, the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, on the Chelik of the Mishnah, that talks about that Mis is matir the woman. Oh, thank you very much. So the Mishnah based on Amid Aleph in Kiddushin writes as follows. Ha'isha niknes b'sholosh drachim v'konas atzva v'shtei drachim. Niknes b'kesef shtar u'bir. Okay, three ways, kesef shtar u'bir. Then a few lines down it continues. V'konas atzva v'get u'v'misas habal. The woman can be kona herself to remarry with a get, that's willingly on the part of the husband, or Misa, Bakarchum, Misa, he passes away, so then she's Muteras Lashuk. So the Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Beis writes, how do we know that Misa is Mata the woman? How do we know that a woman who's married becomes Muteras Lashuk through Misa? Bishlam a get the chsivachasa la sefer krisos. I understand, get is a pasuk in Parashas Kiseitse, because of Losefer Krisus Vinasam Biyadav Shilcham Ibeiso, get is Mata, and Isha Lashuk, that I know, it's a pasuk but Fereshus. Elamisa sabal minolon. How do I know that? So the Gemara has one option, and the Gemara says a little bit later on, the Amar Rachmana Yivama Shein Labonim Asura Hayesh Labonim Uteres. Since the Torah has to tell me that Yivama Shein Labonim Ein Labonim, that's the phrase that we keep on talking about. Yivama Shein Labonim. If a Yivama is in the context of Yibum, there Asura. Yivama she'en labanim asura. Asura to whom? Asura lashuk. Yivama she'en labanim cannot marry anyone else but the whom, but the yavam, but the brother, another one of the living brothers. Or there's another option that we'll talk about in just a moment. But she can't get married to anyone else. If she wants to marry someone right now before anything has been done, chalitza hasn't been done yet, right? So yivam can only be done with the brother. So since the Torah has to tell me Yivama she'en labanim asura, she's asura lashuk, hayesh labanim muteres. That the clear implication is that if yesh labanim, which means that shelo b'makom mitzvah yibum, she has children, so if she has children, then she's muteres lashuk. So what does this Gemara show us? That misas habal is matir lashuk, but if it's ein labanim, there's a context of yibum, then the misa was not matir. It's not that the Misa was mati her, but there's a new Isser here. No, it seems like the Isser Yivama Lashuk is the old Isser, the old Ishus. It was never Nita, it was never Mutter. Interesting Gemara. Something to put in your back pocket, and hopefully we'll develop it a little bit more as time goes on. Okay, that's the basic idea. Yivama Lashuk. That's issue number three. There's an Isser Yivama Lashuk if ain love on him. Ein lo banim, bein ein lo. Now this Isser, now we get to the jugular. This Isser, Yivama Lashuk, demonstrates something very, very remarkable about the connection between a Yavam and a Yavam. What's that? There's got to be some kind of connection between the two. If there wouldn't be any connection, so then it wouldn't be Isser for the woman to marry someone else. So there's got to be a connection between these two people, between the woman, the widow of the dead brother, and the other brothers. What's that connection called? Does anyone know?
Zika.
What's that?
Zika.
That bond is called Zika. This is the famous word that everyone just started the Masechta, and they talk Zika, Zakuka, Zakuka Liyavim, Zika. What does that mean? It means there's a bond between the Yavama and the Yavam. There's a bond between them. Whether you understand Yavama Lashuk as being a continuation of the previous Ishus or a new kind of Isser, that's a lumbus. But either way you slice it, there's got to be a bond between them. Now, if you look at the Masechta a little bit. If you learn through, you know, when I first learned Yavamis, so the Masara we had, when I went with Rabbi Ezra Schwartz, the Masara we had was that you should learn the first five Prakim Gemara Rashi before you learn Tosfos. So that's what we did for the first month and a half. We learned Gemara Rashi, the first 55 blot or so, and then we started the Masechta. It's an incredible way to learn it, because then you really get a sense of the Gemaras and the picture drawing and all relationships and everything. I don't recommend doing it at this point, because it started. I mean, the Zman has started, and if we did that, we'd never get anywhere. And you don't have to learn the first 55 blot. There are other things there. It's just, you know, you're going to pick and choose, and you're not going to figure out how to pick and choose. But Kitza, if you learn through a lot of the Masechta, you will find the beginning of the second perek, it's 17 blot in. The Gemara has a Shaila. There's a machlokas that the Gemara presents. Is it Yesh Zika or Ein Zika? So, you know, if you learn the first daf and you say there's got to be a relationship between Yavam and the Yavam, it's got to be some kind of Zika. So how can they have a machlokas with the Yesh Zika, Ein Zika? It doesn't make any sense. What, do some people say Ein Zika? The Yavam is Muteres Lashuk, could that be? The answer is no. The answer is the Gemara is going to use Zika in many different contexts. Some of them we'll see and some of them we're not going to see. But that machlokas, whether Yesh Zika, Ein Zika, is how deep is that relationship? The particular issue that they're discussing there on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis is whether the Yavam is mutter to the mother of the Yavama after the Yavama passes away. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Meaning, what kind of krovim, what kind of relationship is there that will extend to the Yavam even after the Yavama passes away? So it's a detail in this issue. Zika Avada exists. They must be connected. If they won't be connected, then she would be Muteres Lashuk. There's got to be a connection. The question is, how far does that connection go? If you want to know how far it goes, we can talk. We're not going to talk about it now, but we can talk about that issue. But I just don't want you to think that just because there are some people who say that ain't Zika, that means that there's no relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama. That's just partially not true. There's got to be a relationship. That's the issue of Yavam Lashuk. But that's what the Gemara in Yedzayin Amaveis. Amar Rav Shomeres Yavam Shemesa Mutter Be'ima. The Yavam is mutter in the mother of the Shomeres Yavam. That's another phrase that they say. Shomeres Yavam is the Yavama waiting for the Yavam. The Gemara says Alma Kasavar Ein Zika. You see that Rav holds that Ein Zika. It doesn't mean there's no Zika. It means the Zika is not as expansive as you would think. It's not as expansive as Shmuel holds. He holds that Yesh Zika. There are Kama Gemaras and many other Gemaras that seem to indicate the Yavam and the Yavama have a strong connection for many things. For Truma, maybe, for other things. We're not going to get involved in all of the details now. But that concept of Zika, I think, is licked. It's lying in this Isser Yavama Lashuk. The fact that the Yavama cannot marry Lashuk, she's got to wait for something to happen, that indicates that there's a bond between her and all of the other brothers of her dead husband. So what do you do? There's a Zika. The Yavama and the Yavam are linked. There's a bond between them. What do you do? So there are two options. And that's where we get to the whole Masechta. There are two options. Either you can consummate that bond. You consummate that relationship with what? With Yibam. With Bia. That's it. Minat Torah, that's the only way to consummate that relationship. The other option is to sever the bond. How do you sever the bond? Chalitza. That's the other part of the pasuk. Pasuk in Parshas Kiseitza continues in that little parsha there. Five psukim or so. Vim lo yachbots ha'ish lakachas es yivimta v'also yivimta v'ashayra el azkenim she should go to Bezdin v'amra me'en yivami lakim lachiv shem v'yisrael lo ava yadmi. He doesn't want to be miyabe me. So the ziknei ha'ir call the Yavam, and they talk to him, and he says that lo chafati v'kachta. So the pesukim continue that she does chalitza v'cholza nalo me'al raglo v'yarka v'fana v'ansa v'amra kocha ye'ase lo ish asher lo yivne es beis ochiv. This is what happens to someone who's not going to be born at beis ochiv. You don't do yivam, then we do chalitza. These are the two options: consummate a relationship or sever a relationship. Those are the two options: yivam or chalitza. And this is exactly what the Mishnah in Kedushin says there at the end. Mishnah first talks about a regular woman. How is she niknes? Then it talks about a yavam. A yavam is niknes bibia. The yavam is niknes only bibia. There's no other way. Not kesef and shtar. V'konesatzu v'chalitzu v'misas hayavam. If the yavam dies, then obviously she'll be muteres lashuk. So in addition to chalitza, the misa of the yavam will also be matir. Is the only way that you can be kona yavam is through bia? How about kesef and shtar? Do kesef and shtar work? Did you see the Rashi? Do kesef and shtar work? Midrabanan, right. So this is a further wrinkle that we're not going to get to that much, at least in the beginning of the year, clearly. That's a Gemara and Daf Nun, a Mishnah and Daf Nun, a Gemara and Daf Nun Beis. The Chachamim were mesakein that the person should do what they call Maimer. Maimer means to speak, to talk. Chachamim don't believe that the relationship between Yavam and Yavama should start off with Bia, which is frankly probably why Rav was Mangid. The Gemara in Kiddush says that Rav used to give Malkas on someone who was actually Mekadesh B'Biyah, even though it is a method, the Mishnah says, Min HaTorah you could be Mekadesh B'Biyah. But we don't like that. A relationship should be started with speaking to each other, with Kesef, with Shtar. So therefore we don't do that in Kiddushin. Min HaTorah it doesn't even work when it comes to Yibum. The Chachamim were Mesakin that you should do Kesef and Shtar beforehand. So that's a Tachona de Rabbanon. The mitzvah of Yibam really should be, if you want to do Yibam, we don't do Yibam. Ashkenazim actually do not have a minute to do Yibam. Some Sfaradim do. That's related to another Gemara, which we'll have to get to later in the year, and that is that we're afraid that maybe if you don't have the right kavana, let's say you want to marry the woman because you always thought that your sister-in-law was such a beautiful woman. You didn't want to kill your brother, but you always felt that she was a beautiful woman. It happens to be, Nebuch, he passed away, so now you're interested in marrying her. So some of the Amoraim feel that if you are not Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam Lishma, you don't have Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah Yibam, and that's it. If you have some other Kavana, some other Kavana besides L'Shem Mitzvah, then maybe it might be pogging the entire mitzvah, and it'll turn out that what are you doing? If there's no Mitzvah Yibam, what are you doing then? You are marrying a Shesach, a Chi of Kores. So some wanted to say that you should not do Yibam because we don't know what the kavanas of people are going to be. Maybe, you know, in earlier times they had better kavanos. So if they have better kavanos, then maybe we could assume that they'll have only kavana l'shem mitzvah. But b'zman hazeh, we're not such great people. We're not going to have the kavana, the proper kavanos. So then you'll be poget be'erva chalila, and you'll violate the isra yeshasach, which is a chiyuv karis. So the Ashkenazim have admitted that they don't do Yibam. Sfaradim, I think, do. It's not such a common occurrence, but it can happen. It does happen. So I think some Sfaradim do Yibam, and some, I'm not sure if you're familiar, if you're aware, but Ashkenazim certainly don't. But the proper mitzvah for those who are going to do Yibam, proper mitzvah, the Chachamim were misakin, that you should do Maimer first. Talk first. Hareyat, the Kudeshes, Li, B'tava, Azoh, etc. Just like by regular Kiddushin. You should do Kesef and Shtar first. But that's a Din D'Rabbanan. In the Torah, the Yivam is nicknames with Yibam. But she could be kones atzav b'chalitza. Even if the oven doesn't die, she could be kones atzav b'chalitza. That's the rash. So we've already mentioned a tremendous chiddush. We've made the point that bias yibum is a chiddush akra. It's a chiddush of the Torah. I'd never imagine in a million years that you'd be able to do this. Because we know there's a parsha, both in Achrimos and in Kedosh, and the Torah tells us that there are many chiyuv ekaris, there are many isurei erva. There are women that one is not allowed to marry. Eish Yisach is one of them. Eish Yisach is one of them. I handed out a couple of pages for you. Keep this handy. It's going to be very useful. Both in Parashat Sacharimos and Parashat Kedoshim, we have a whole litany of different arayos. So in Parashat Sacharimos, there on the first page, in Perek Yudches, Posek Tezayin, Ervas Eish Yisachicha lo segale, Ervas Sachicha hi, Vizinisar Eish Yisach, Achi of Karis. So if I didn't have a pasuk to tell me that b'makom mitzvah yibam, b'makom she'ein labonim, isha she'ein labonim, achim in ha'av is a mitzvah yibam, I would never imagine that there would be a mitzvah yibam. I would say, fakir, don't do anything. It's terrible. Whatever happened. She has to marry someone else. There's an isra yishasach. Come to the Torah and tell us, no, yivama yavo aleha, v'lekach alo le'isha v'yidma. There's a mitzvah yibam. The mitzvah yibam is a chiddush hakra. It's a gzeres hakasa that tells me that there's this mitzvah, even though there is an isra karis. Even though there's an Issa Karis. That's the famous Rashi in Parashas Yisro. Right? Rashi on Zohar V'Shomer. Right? Zohar V'Shomer Shabbos L'Kadsho. What does Rashi say there? Rashi says Zohar V'Shomer B'Dibarecha Nemru. Zohar V'Shomer B'Dibarecha Nemru. So what does that mean, B'Dibarecha Nemru? He quotes many different cases where things were said B'Dibarecha. It says, Zohar v'Shomer don't really contradict each other. One refers to the mitzvahs Lo Saseh of Shabbos, that's Shomer, and one refers to the mitzvahs Saseh of Shabbos, Zohar. So they're not contradictory. They are contradictory concepts, but they don't contradict each other. They're not a stira to each other. You can have both of them live together. But Zohar v'Shomer B'Dibarecha Nemru, because they are contradictory concepts, nevertheless they were said together. But Rashi has other examples, very interesting examples. and uviyoma Shabbos shnei chavasim. The mitzvah to bring a carbon tomet on Shabbos, that's a chiddush. Avod is docha Shabbos. Why should it be docha Shabbos? There's an iser skila, an iser of shchita on Shabbos, and yet we bring the carbon. So that's mamash astir. B'dibur echan emru. Torah says that there's a mitzvah. What else? Losil b'shatnez gedilim tasalachom. There's an iser shatnez, but there's a mitzvah tzitzis, and the mitzvah b'shleimus of tzitzis is with tcheles. Tcheles has to be made out of tzemer. So if you have a beged pishtan, if you have a beged pishtan, there's no way to make the tzitzis without kilayim. Kilayim is docha tzitzis, right? Losil b'shatnez gedilim tasalachom. B'dibur echan emru, Rashi says, quoting from the Mechilta. B'dibur echan emru tells me that it's mutter. V'chein, he says, erva seishas achicha yivama yavo aleha b'dibur echan emru. The mitzvah of yibum with the iser eishasach, they were set together to tell me that b'makom mitzvah yibum, there's no iser eishasach. It's a chiddush atara. Without the chiddush, without exeris hakosav, I never imagined that there'd be a mitzvah yibum before. So some of the achronim talk about this. How do we understand this kind of mitzvah? So we'll have to get to this later, but suffice it to say, some want to say that the mitzvah of Yibum is Docha the Yisra Eshazach. Some of us might be familiar with the principle that Asei Docha Los Asei. It's a whole long sukkah in Yevamos in the first parak about that. Maybe we'll get to it in Mitzvah Shem. So some want to suggest that, not that Yibum should be the Mokar, but Yibum should be similar to that. Tosus actually asked this kasha. Tosus on Gimel Amud Beis says, maybe Asei Docha Los Asei has its mocker in the midst of Yibum. Why not? It's a simple mocker, right? There's an Yisra Eshazach, but B'mokom Mitzvah Yibum with Docha the Yisra Eshazach, Asei Docha Los Asei. So Tosis gives an answer as to why I can't derive Asei Docha Los Asei from Yibum. There's a reason, a special reason. But you could say it's patterned after the same idea. It's just that Yibum can't serve as a source because of something special about Yibum, which we'll get to later. But some want to suggest that's not the case at all. It's not that Yibum, it's not that the mitzvah Yibum is Docha the Yisra Eshesach. It's much more fundamental than that. You know what's Mata the Yisra Eshesach? The Nefila. What is that? The Nefila. Who's falling? Is someone getting injured? No. Nefila is another phrase that you have, is another word that you have to put in your back pocket. The woman falls to Yibum. That's the phrase. She falls to Yibum. Now, why do they call it falling? Basically. But that's the word. Nefila. She's nofelas to Yibum. She falls to Yibum. So someone has suggest, you know what's matter the Isser Eshesach? Not the mitzvah Yibum. The context. One of the brothers dies. Ein lo bonim. So the context of Yibum is already matter the Isser Eshesach. Now, without spilling all of the beans, that might be part of what's behind that machlokas that I mentioned to you before, as to whether we're concerned with the kavana of the yavam. Are we concerned that he's doing yibum l'shei mitzvah? Or not? If you hold that the mitzvah is doche the iser, then I care very much about his kavana, because if he's not mekayim the mitzvah without kavana, if we'll assume that he can't be mekayim the mitzvah yibum without the kavana, without the mitzvah, I'm finished! Because he has an Isser that he's got to be Mater. He hasn't been Mater anything. But if I say what? That what's Mater the Isser Eshesach? What, Ellie? What? The Nefila. Good. If the Nefila is Mater the Isser Eshesach, do I care about Kavana? What's your name? Yossi. If the Nefila is Mater the Isser Eshesach, do I care about his Kavana? I mean, nice, he should get a mitzvah, but there's no Yisra Eshesach. Okay? So we'll have to get to this more. This is another issue that the Achronim talk about. Put it in your back pocket. Hopefully we'll discuss it further as the semester continues. Before we get to our Mishnah on Dav Beis, which talks about some of the exceptions to Yibum, which types of women are not subject to the rules of Yibum, let's talk about one final issue. Till now, we've discussed cases in which there's one Yevama. The dead brother was married to one woman. So the dead brother's married to one woman, it's easy. You know, you see whether she's Re'uya for Yibam, whether she's Shayach to Yibam, as we'll discuss later, are there any exceptions? There are no exceptions. You look at her, you look at the brothers. There could be one brother, there could be multiple brothers, but it's somewhat easier. What happens if there are two women? What do we do then? Let's say there are two women and one brother who's still living. So there are two women and two brothers who are still living. Wow, we're getting really complicated. Those are the complications that the Masechta talks about. So what happens if there are two Yevamos? What's the rule? Do we do Yibum to both? Do we do Chalitza to both? Maybe we should do Yibum to one and Chalitza to the other. That's a Mishnah. But the Mishnah is not Daf Beis. The Mishnah is on Daf Mem Gimel on the Beis. It's a pretty basic Mishnah, but for some reason, they decided to keep it until Mem Gimel on the Beis. But you have to do that Mishnah, because if not, you can't get started. You just don't know the basics. It's not even the beginning of the Mishnah. It's just it's above it, in the middle of the whole Mishnah. It's a very important segment of the Mishnah, because it really gets us rolling. It gets us prepared for our Mishnah. Without this Mishnah, Mem Gimel on the Beis, we can't read Daf Beis and Av, because we don't even know what a tzara is. What's a tzara? A tzara? A pain? A trouble? No, that's not what a tzara means. A tzara means a co-wife. She's called a tzara because her other wife, her co-wife, thinks she's a tzara. But she doesn't have to be. Misha yanasu l'shtei nashim umeis, biyaso chalitzasu shalachas mehen poteres tzarasu. Mishnah says on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis that if someone's married to two women and he passes away, same idea. Bein ein lo. There is no children in the mix. So the Mishnah says, "Biyaso chalitzasa shalachas mehen poteres tzarasa." There's no need to do yibum and chalitza with both of them. You do biya or chalitza, yibum or chalitza with one of them, and the path is the whole bias. So the Gemara says, "Amem dalad amem alef misha yanosoi uniyabim letarvayu amar adchia bar abba amar Rabbi Yochanan amar kra asher lo yivna es beis ochim." The pasuk we just read. We do chalitza. The woman says, this is what is done to the person who's not bona beis achiv. Bayis echad u bona vein bona shnei batim. That's rule number one. You can only be bona bayis echad. We don't do yibam to both. It's a pasuk. Bayis echad u bona vein bona shnei batim. Shrek the gemara v'nachlot litarvayus. Let's do chalitza to both of them. Amar marzucha bartuvia. Amar kwa beis chalutza noal. Bayis echad u cholitz vein cholitz shnei batim. We do chalitza to one, we don't do chalitza to both. So it's a pasuk for both of them. Uniyavim l'chada v'nachlots l'chadas, let's do yibum to one, chalitza to the other. Amakra, im lo yachbots, hachofetz yabem. Im lo yachbots, says if he doesn't want to do chalitza, if he doesn't want to do yibum, he does chalitza. Hachofetz yabem. Sounds like if he wants to, he does yibum. There's a relationship between yibum and chalitza, says the Gemara. So that we learn, kol ha'ola li'yibum ola l'chalitza, kol she'en ola li'yibum, ein ola l'chalitza. Any woman who's shayach to yibum is shayach to chalitza, but if you can't do yibum with her, you can't do chalitza with her. We just said that you don't do yibum to both, so if you don't do yibum to both, then you can't do chalitza to the second woman either. Once you do yibum to the first one, the second one you can't do yibum to. So if you can't do yibum to the second one, you can't do chalitza for her to her either. That's the Gemara based on the Pesukim. So these are the basic rules. These are the basic rules. Achim min ha'af, bein ein lo. We talked about Zika. That was the fourth point, and we developed that concept a little bit. Shtei Yevamos. What's the halacha of Shtei Yevamos? And now we have to talk about exceptions. Questions.
Is the Torah a pater?
What?
Is the Torah a pater?
Ptura, yes. Once you do Yibum or Chalitza to the first one, then the Tzara is Ptura. She's Muteres Lashok. She can marry anyone.
Is she included in the Chamesh Esrei Nashim in the first Mishnah?
No. The Chamesh Esrei Nashim are Arayos, but then the Mishnah says that not only is an Erev Ptura Mina Yibum Mina Chalitza, but the Tzara is Erev as well. But she's not one of the 15 women. She's the Tzara of one of those 15 women. But she's not actually part of the count. Yes, Ellie.
Just going back to what we were saying before, why can't we just say that the Isser of Eishes Ach, it only applies when the brother is alive? So when the brother is dead, there's no Isser, so now we won't even...
But that's not true. Because if Yesh Labanim, the Isser Eishes Ach does apply even La'achamisa. That's the important point. The Isser Eishes Ach always should apply. It's just that Shaloba Makom Yibum, B'makom Yibum, it's not going to apply. Whenever it's shalom makom yibum, that Isser Eishes Ach applies. In fact, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. That whenever there's some kind of isser, there's some reason that you can't do yibum. So, aside from that reason, l'mosha, let's say the woman is one of the chayvei lavin. Chayvei lavin, we'll get to it in a moment, right? So chayvei lavin is not chayvei krisis. But the fact is, the question that you could ask yourself is, if she's one of the chayvei lavin, if she's not, if we would say minat Torah, she's not zakuka liyavam, there's no zika for her, if we would say that. We're not going to say that. But if we were to say that, it would turn out that not only would there be a chiyav lav if the yavam married her, there'd be a chiyav karis, because if it's shalob makom mitzvah, then the isra shesach should apply. It comes back to haunt you. Okay, so the isra shesach is only mutter b'makom yivam, but shalob makom yivam avada. Avada, it's gonna apply. Okay, it's only gonna be mutter b'makom yivam. So what are some of the exceptions? We have the basic idea of Yibam and Chalitza, basic sources, the context. What are the exceptions? So that's the Mishnah in the second parak. The Mishnah in the second parak is really the place to start. It's just to get to the Mishnah in the second parak, we had to say everything we said. But that's really the point of departure of the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Before you get to Beis Amud Aleph, you have to read the Mishnah on Daf Chof. That is actually probably one of the most famous dafim of this whole Masechta. Chaf Amud Aleph, Chaf Amud Beis. So there are many yesodos here. We're going to be referring back to this daf many times. But let's just read the Mishnah together. It's a very important Mishnah. I'm just here to learn Mishnayos with you. Well, the Gemara is just Mishnayos, just explaining Mishnayos. You know, the Chaims are just explaining Mishnayos, because Reb Chaim is coming to explain the Rambam, who's explaining the Gemara, who explained the Mishnayos. So we're just learning Mishnayos together the whole year. So we'll start with the Mishnah. Okay. Klal Amru B'Yavamam. Yeah. Kol she'isura iser erva, lo choletes v'lo mis yabemis. If the woman is also be'iser erva, we'll have to define that a little bit better. What's an erva? What's not an erva? Let's say, if the iser is a chi of kores. Okay? If she's an also be'iser erva, that means there's a chi of kores, like a chos isha, imo, bito. There's more, but okay. Achos Isha. Let's talk about Achos Isha. She's the paradigmatic case. Klal Amar B'Yavama Kol She Yisura Yisra Eva Lo Choletzes V'Lo Mis Yabemis Issa Mitzvah Issa Kedusha Choletzes V'Lo Mis Yabemis. Interesting. So, three cases. Yisra Eva, Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha. All three cases, the woman is Asura on the Yavam. But in one of these cases, if she's an Isser Eva, then she doesn't get anything. There's no Chalitza, there's no Yibam. What we call that is there's no Zika. There's no relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama. Nothing at all. There's no Zika. That's why she's Muteres Lashuk. No Chalitza, no Yibam, nothing. But in Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha, there is some relationship. That's why you need Chalitza. There's no Yibam, but there still is Chalitza. So just skipping to the next line. So what are these things? So the Mishnah says, "Is a mitzvah shnios midivrei sofrim." Is a mitzvah means arayos midirabbanan. Shnios, secondary arayos that the chachamim instituted. There's a whole list of them on Daf Chaf Aleph. L'mashal, aim imo, a mother's mother, or a father's mother. In Torah, there is no issa there. There's no chiyuv kares, but Chazal instituted an issa, a mother's mother, a father's mother, not just the mother. And there are others. That's shnios. That's called issa mitzvah. Mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chachamim. That's issa mitzvah. So we readily understand why there should be a zika if the yavam is only asura to the yavam midirabbanan. Why? Min haTorah, there is a zika. They could do yibam on a daraisa level. Midirabbanan, they can't. So there is a zika. So what do you do? You can't do yibam. There's an issa here. What do you do? Chalitza. Okay? Min haTorah, there could have been Yibam. So if there could have been Yibam, we can't sever the bond automatically. But we can't consummate the bond either, because they can't marry each other. So we do Chalitza. Similarly, Issa Kedusha, the Mishnah says. What is Issa Kedusha? Kedusha? Is it Isser of Kedusha? I thought there's a mitzvah to be a Kadosh, right? No, but there are certain Issurim that stem from Kedusha. Kedusha actually means, Rashi and Chumash writes in different places, Kedusha means when we separate ourselves from something. Hekdish is kadosh, so we don't derive benefit from it. Right? I think Rashi quotes the pasuk, "Al tigash bi kikidashtich." Right? Since if someone is kadosh, sometimes that means separate yourself. Kedusha in general means separating yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kadosh, because he's separate from the physical material world. So kedusha here means iser, which causes you to separate from the woman. What case are we talking about? Iser kedusha, almana l'kohen gadol, gush v'chalutza. L'koin hedyot. The Isurim of Kahuna. Those are Chayvei Lavin. I mean, Issa Kedusha basically is Chayvei Lavin. Isurim that are also b'isalav. There's no karis, there's no misas bezdin. It's also b'isalav. Almanu l'kohen golo, gush machalutz l'kohen hedyot. Mamzeres unusina li'yisrael. It's not just isurei kahuna. Mamzeres li'yisrael is also an isalav, it's also an isakidusha. Bas yisrael, l'nosin u'mamzer. Okay? So if one of the people involved, if she's a mamzeres, let's say the brother married her b'isar, so we paskin that kedushin atovsin b'chayv elavin. Hold on, we're not going to discuss all the details yet. But we paskin that kedushin atovsin b'chayv elavin, meaning kedushin grab b'chayv elavin. You're not supposed to marry chayv elavin. You're not supposed to marry chayv elavin. You're not supposed to live with chayv elavin. But if you do, the kedushin is valid. She needs a get to be matter her lashuk, right? So kedushin atovsin b'chayv elavin. So if the brother married, if the dead brother married the woman who's a mamzeres, and then he died without children, the second brother would not be able to do yibum with her because the first brother was not supposed to marry her either. But since it's only chayv elavin, there is going to be chalitza. There will be chalitza. Just like by shnios, midir esofim, just like by yisur mitzvah, there's chalitza, so too by chayv elavin, there's going to be chalitza. Now why should there be chalitza? So let's hold for that. We first have to go back to Isser Erva. Once we discuss Isser Erva, then we'll be able to understand the difference between Isser Erva and Chayv Elavin, and everything is going to come full circle. Okay? So this is the basic Mishnah. We have a Mishnah which says that someone who's Asura b'Isser Erva, there's no Chalitza, there's no Yibam, there's no Zik at all, Muteres Lashuk. And then we have Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, Shnios, Midivrei Sofrim, Chayv Elavin. Here, by these two categories, there's what? There's chalitza, but not yibum. There's chalitza, but not yibum. So by shnios, we understand why there's no yibum, because we understand why there has to be chalitza. By shnios, we understand why there has to be chalitza, because there's gotta be zika on a deraisa level. There's a full relationship here, so there's gotta be chalitza. Question is, by chayv elavin, maybe there's no zika. Minatora, there can't be a relationship here, so why should there be any zika? We'll talk about it. But Isser Erva, the Mishnah itself says there's no Zika, there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza, Muteres, Lashuk. Question is why? Why by Isser Erva is there no Zika? This is the quintessential exception to the rule. In a typical case, you got a Yavama, you got a Yavam, Ein Labonim, there's Zika. Consummate a relationship, sever it. You got two options, Yibam, Chalitza, but you got to do something. Isser Erva, you do nothing. Muteres, Lashuk. It's like she's yesh labonim. Listen carefully. Since it's shalom b'makom yibam, you can't do yibam. It's like yesh labonim, which is also shalom b'makom yibam, where there's no zika. It's not much the same. It's the zel bezach. Yesh labonim is the same as ein labonim if she's an iser erva. Why? Why is there no yibam? Why is there no zika by an iser erva? So there are two approaches that the Gemara has. That's basically the linchpin of the first 8 blot of the Masech. We're just giving an overview, a very simple outline to the whole beginning of the Masech. The simpler reason is actually what the Gemara says on Daf Ches. Rava's statement. What does Rava say? Rava invokes a principle that we've sort of discussed already. It's just he applies it in quite an interesting case. Rava says, you know why if the woman has an Isser Erva associated with her, there's no Zika? You know why? Why is there no Yibam? Why? Anyone? Why is there no Yibam? Better. No. I'm not talking about that Rav. I'm talking about Rav on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Rav on Ches Amud Aleph, did he get to it? Rav Amar Erva Lo Tzricha Kra. You don't need a special Pasuk. The Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis gives us a Pasuk. We'll get to that in a moment. Rav says Erva doesn't need a Pasuk. Saras Erva! Saras Erva needs a pasuk. Saras Erva we'll get to later. But Erva doesn't need a pasuk. Rava says, Erva? I understand. If she's one of the Arayas, I've heard that there's no Yibam, there's no Zika. Why? Zok Rava. Ein ase dochalos ase sheyesh bo karis. That's the Yisod. The Gemara is going to have 4 blad that are going to develop the Yisod that ase is dochalos ase. And we're going to discuss what's the mocha for it. Is it klein b'kitzis? Is it avoid in mikdash? Is it there's so many different makaris, nazir and mitzayran, but those are not talking about los hashesh bokaris. So there's part of that whole discussion in the Gemara is, should we say that lo sa shiyesh b'karis is like a stam lo sa se? A stam lo sa se, there's no karis, it's a love! A love! Lo silba shatnes, there's no chiyuv karis if you wear shatnes. It's not a good thing, I give you mafter yayna for it. But it's not a chiyuv karis. You gotta get perspective here. So the question is, do I say ase docha lo sa se, even lo sa se shiyesh b'karis? What do I say? I say docha los, I say, but not los, I say sheish b'karis. Zot rava, not los, I say sheish b'karis. So if it's not los, I say sheish b'karis, the question's answered before it even begins. Erva doesn't need a pasuk. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that yibum doesn't work with an erva, that there's no zika with an erva. Of course there's no zika with an erva. Because ein ase docha los, I say sheish b'karis. The mitzvah of Yibum is not going to be docha lo sa se shiyesh b'karis. So avada, there's no possibility of marrying this woman. Minat Torah, there's no possibility of marrying the woman. If there's no possibility, then there's no zika. There's no relationship. You can't marry her, there's no relationship. So of course, there's no zika. And so if there's no zika, there's no chalitza either. Forget about it. She's going to be mutaris, and that's it. Yes?
What about in terms of Ashish normally?
Avi Schwartz? Aishas ish, avad it's a karis, but the guy's dead. Okay? In fact, what you probably should have been asking, what you probably meant, who said that? Aishas ash is also a chiyuv karis. So, right? So if you tell me that ein aseh docha lo sa se shiyesh bo karis, so how do we ever do yibam? That's it. That's the end of the year. Forget about it. The answer is what?
They're flip side.
Better? It's a gzeiras hakasam. That's the chiddush haTorah. That's the point. But erva, there's no chiddush in the Torah that you can marry a chos isha b'makom yibum. That's a special case. It's not every case. Every case of yibum is eshesach. If it's not eshesach, it ain't yibum. I mean, it's got to be eshesach. So the Torah says b'makom eshesach. It's okay. Now, just a second. Why is it okay? Oh, maybe it's because it's docha. Maybe the mitzvah is docha, the iser. Maybe the eli. What's the other option? Maybe the tefila is matzah, the iser. There are different ways of looking at it, Avi. But eshesach is different. But stam an iser erv, any other iser erv besides eshesach, if it's like a double erva, we'll say, right? It's not a double-edged sword. If it's a double erva, double or nothing, right? Double scoop sometimes is a good thing, but double erva when it comes to yibum does not work very well. So Rava says that the reason why there's no yibum with an erva is because ein aseh docha lo sa se shiyesh b'karis. The Brice on the Gimel Amid Beis has a little bit of a different approach. We'll get to this also, but it's instructive just to have an understanding. The Brice assumes that maybe Aseh could be docha even lo sa se shiyesh b'karis. Maybe. Against Rava. Rava is coming to disagree with that Brice. He has a different approach. But the Brice seems to assume that Aseh could be docha even lo sa se shiyesh b'karis, and that's why the Brice had to think up a new makar. I mean, think about it. If you assume that Aseh is docha lo sa se shiyesh b'karis, so then we really need a makar to say, to explain to us why, if the woman is an Isser Erva, there's no Yibam. Why? Why should there be no Yibam? Aseh is docha lo sa se shiyesh b'karis. Why shouldn't there be Yibam? So the Gemara says one word. There's one word that tells me. What's that word? Aleha. Aleha. Going back to the old psukim that we started with. Aleha. That's the makar. Yavama yavo aleha. Losia eshes hames achutza leishzar. Yavama yavo aleha ulakachalo leisha v'yidma. Aleha. Now, where does aleha tell me anything? So the Gemara says it's exera shava. Aleha, aleha. That in the context of achos isha, you go to your trusty hand out there. Right, in Parshas Achrei Mos, v'isha lachos losikach pasuk yudches, isha lachos losikach litzra legalos ervasa aleha b'chayeha. There's an iser isha elachosa vos mentos. What does isha elachosa mean? It means achos isha, the sister of one's wife, right? And I wasn't successful the first time, I'm afraid. Let's try. You can't give up. You can't give up. You gotta try again. It's part of life. Chosisha, right? How does that work? So let's say you have two sisters. One is married to a man. Okay. So Reuven is married to Leah. Shimon is married to Rachel.
Circle.
Well, I'm sorry?
Circle.
Oh,
circle.
Right. Good man, good man. Shimon is married to Leah, to Rachel. I can't get this straight. Shimon's married to Rachel. And let's say, right? Let's say Shimon dies. Unfortunately, right? So Shimon dies. So now, can Reuven marry Rachel? Can he do Yibin with Rachel? No. Why? Well, it is an Eshes Ach, but that doesn't really stop me. But she's also a Chos Isha. She's a Chos Isha. She's a Chos Ishto. She's the sister of his wife Leah. So Leah and Rachel can't be tsaros zulazu. They can't be co-wives. That's what the Torah says, right? The isha lachosa lo sikach litzra, that they should become tsaros chalila. Right? We'll see later, b'chayeha, only if she's alive. If Reuven's wife Leah passed away before Shimon passed away, then there would be a zika, because there is no wife. Even though she was his wife at some point in time, as long as it's not b'chayeha, then he would be allowed to marry the sister, and then there would be zika. But b'chayeha, if she's still alive, there's no zika. So says the Gemara, it says aleha over here by Achos Isha. By Yibam it says aleha. Aleha, aleha tells me what? That even b'mako mitzvahs Yibam, there's an isra Achos Isha. B'mako mitzvahs Yibam, there's no isra what? There's no isra, Danny. There's no isra eshes ach b'mako mitzvahs Yibam. But Achos Isha, aleha, aleha, the Torah tells us that b'makom mitzvahs Yibam, there still is an isra Achos Isha. If there still is an isra Achos Isha, we can't do anything about it. That's why Erva is Petura from Yibam. So even if you'll tell me that Asay could be Docha Losa Se Sheyesh Bokares, there's a Gzeras HaKosu that tells me that it ain't going to happen. That there's no mitzvah Yibam b'makom Achos Isha. There's no mitzvah Yibam b'makom Achos Isha. If you got an Isra Achos Isha, I don't care that you can say Asay Docha Losa Se. You have this Asay here. No, but the Torah tells me don't do that. B'makom mitzvah Yibam, this Isra is going to exist. So these are the two makaras why in Isser Erva there's no Zika for. Either Ein Asei Docha Losa Se Sheish Bokaris. That's easy. It's an exception to the rule. Ein Asei Docha Losa Se Sheish Bokaris. Okay, it's an exception to the rule of Asei Docha Losa Se or no. Right? Afilo Im. I'm just going to abbreviate a little bit. Asay docha los asay. Sheyesh bokares. You got all that? Even if asay is docha los asay sheyesh bokares, shin yud bay is chaf. Ein zika. Be iser erva. Midachsiv aleha. Aleha. Okay, it's a gzeira shava from the parasha of Yibum to the Isser Achos Isha, that the Isser Achos Isha applies. The Isser Achos Isha, the Isser Achos Isha, Nemar Af B'makom Mitzvah Yibum. So that applies even B'makom Mitzvah Yibum. There's nothing you can do. You can't be Miyabim. Aye, that's only Achos Isha. The Tesvav Nashim, we got to get through all of the cases. So how can it be Tesvav Nashim? It's just Achos Isha. What's the answer? Huk Shukol Arayos Lahadodi, right? All of the Arayos are compared to each other. What's the Lashon of the Braisa? Where's this? Ein li el Achos Isha Shar Arayos Menayin Amrit. And it talks about the nature of Achos Isha. Af kol shehi erva v'chayavan al zdona koretz v'yashiras v'chatas asura liyavo. Okay? Achos ish is one of the arayos, so all of the arayos that share the same qualities as achos ish, they're all chiyuve kares. There's no zika in them at all. Okay? Clearly that braisa assumes that asei dochalos asei sheish b'kares. That's why I need a pasuk. If I were to hold it, ain't asei dochalos asei sheish b'kares, do I need a leha? No. It's pashut. That's why Rava says erva doesn't need a pasuk. It's obvious why erva is not zakuka. The Gemara in Dav Gimel Amud Beis clearly is assuming that erva might have been zakuka. I may have thought that she should be zakuka. That's why I need a special pasuk to tell me that there is no zika. Even b'makom mitzvah yibum, there's no zika by an achos isha. Okay. And the final word that we see from this braisa is that this concept that there's no zika by an Isser Erva applies not only to the Isser Erva, but to whom else? To whom else? To the co-wife, to the Tzara. Tzara's Erva. Not only a sheep Torah, but let's say Reuven were married to anyone. Pick a name, Sarah, who's not a sister of Rachel. Shimon dies. Not only a sheep Torah from Yibam, Sarah's Torah as well. They can both marry Lashuk. She's a Tzara's Erva. A co-wife of an erva, she's an erva. The erva is p'tura. Why? Are the misvara that ein asei docha lo sasei sheyesh bakares or mikra aleha? Even if asei docha lo sasei sheyesh bakares, aleha tells me that there is no yibum. You can't do yibum. The iser achos isha applies even b'makom mitzvah yibum, and every iser erva applies even b'makom mitzvah yibum. And once there's no yibum for the erva, then there's no yibum for the tzara serva either. Why is there no yibum for the tzara serva? Tzara serva is perfectly mutter. She's a regular woman. The answer is there's a pasuk. No, but you can't be born in this bias, so she should be a bias echad. The answer is litzra tells me that these two women that are tsruas, that are attached to each other. If there's no yibum b'chalitza for one, if she's not zakuka, if the erva doesn't have zika, then the tzaras erva is not going to have zika anymore. Okay, this is the information that you need in order to begin the Mishnah on the base. So think this over, try to get it straight in your heads, and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow we'll try to start the Mishnah on the base.